Hello there, WooBro listeners. We have some frustrating news. Technical difficulties have struck again. We recorded with a gentleman named Frank M. Rodriguez. And his music has been featured on the show before. He is a friend of the show. And we are very sad to report that the episode that we had recorded with him previous to this one you're about to hear was lost. Through some trickery of imps living in jump drives and digital monsters eating up our data, we lost a file. I know, I'm just as heartbroken as you are, but we will have him back very soon. In fact, tomorrow. So, we will be bringing you that episode, but you may hear some references to it in this one with Mr. Jeff Quintana. So, we're sorry for the confusion and mix-up, and we're very frustrated, but we will have him back on, and you will get to hear the amazing music of Frank Rodriguez. Also, you can see us live performing the stand-up comedies. Nary Sines and I will be performing at The Suarez Presents, a mouthful comedy showcase at Artistic Vibes. You will be able to buy tickets for only $10 at artisticvibes.com. You'll be able to see us, and then also former guest of the show, Johnny Trabs, will be performing, and it'll all be hosted by the incomparable Pepe Toilet. It sounds like a great fun night, and it's only 10 bucks. So buy your tickets and come see us Thursday, September 27th. Show starts at 8 p.m., and it's going to be ridiculous. All right, ladies and gentlemen, get ready for this episode of What's Up, Bro? Featuring Jeff Quintana.
That's how winning is done.
Yo.
What's that?
With that.
Let's start building some hurting bombs.
Why you gotta disrespect, bro?
I do respect you, bro.
Show some respect, bro.
I do respect you, bro.
Stop disrespecting, bro.
I respect you, bro.
Okay, I respect you too.
Okay.
Wrong bet.
Check, check.
Don't check, check, check.
Niños, me gusta ir a la playa.
That should caught me off guard. I'm sorry, that should caught me off guard. All right, so this is my check. My check.
Let's just start rolling.
Yeah. Jesus.
Oh, no.
That's comedy gold. Did we get that?
Are
that on tape? Did we get that?
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
Just leave
that
it.
That should be in the intro. Let's start on the playa. All right, I'm going to check on this fucking dog.
You want me to start the thing and then you jump in?
All right.
Nah, that's not getting crazy.
I'm going to put on music. Funny podcast. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Things of that sort.
Yeah, no, that's our intro. Yeah, believe it or not. No, that's our intro. Believe it or not, people are going to be in a treadmill. They're going to be in a cubicle, whatever the fuck they do, while they listen to this, and they're going to be like, what the fuck is going on?
Bang.
I want to know how many people check their phone or their device and go, am I listening to this?
Yeah, like, what?
The fucking right one?
I know the Sanford and Son caught people off guard.
Yeah. Thank you for checking out What's Up, Bro? This week's episode of What's Up, Bro? I'm Nary Sines, and with me is Mike Ruggerdahl.
What's up, bro?
And then we have one of Mike's friends.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to welcome all the way from Chicago. Jeff
Illinois?
Yeah, the one that's okay. In Illinois. I mean, there's so many famous Chicagos that this one you have to specify. Chicago, Illinois. Jeff Quintana.
Jeff.
Hey, Quintana. Everybody.
Hey, everybody.
Jeff is here. He's one of Mike's friends, and you're an improv actor, from what Mike tells me.
Right. Yes.
And
we used to be. You ran an improv troupe down here in Miami called Impromedy, and that's where I got my start performing anything.
So you're the one to blame.
Yes.
Yes. Right. And you should hear the story of how Mike got here.
Tell me, please.
Uh-huh. Mike, I can tell the story.
There's a flashback. This is where
you started, right?
Cue the flashback intro music.
So Mike came to a show, and there was probably like 20 people at this show.
Packed house. God.
Yeah, super packed, crazy, right? And Mike is in the audience. Mike hadn't done any performance yet, but he had his friend, this girl.
I was dating a girl that knew Ozzy's wife, new Nikki.
Right, and then we're gonna just avoid.
Oh, so you were ready.
Oh,
for,
we're gonna you avoid were
ready
names.
For a relationship back then. Is what you're saying?
I was in a relationship back then.
Oh, so yeah. You were okay.
I guess I was ready.
Okay, good.
So he was with this girl, and she had. So he was with this girl, and she had this very good friend. It gets more asshole.
Oh yes. Oh shit.
So she was his friend. So Mike is there with a good friend of his and his girlfriend, right? And there's a part in our show where we have somebody get on stage and they have to explain their whole day from when they woke up to when they went to bed, right? And this guy goes on stage and he starts telling a story and it seems fine. We're all fine. And then Mike starts making noises in the audience and I'm like, whoa, right? And the guy gets to this part in the story. He's like, yeah. And then, you know, we're sitting there at the beach and then my girlfriend is sitting right there told me that she wanted to take a break.
From on stage,
this guy.
Just that happened that day. We were supposed to go to the show that night
and not talk about it.
And just like you know, like apparently I didn't know the.
That's
details.
What she told the guy. She told the guy, "Like we'll talk about it later. Let's just go to the show. And we're not going to talk about it." And the guy decided he wanted to talk about it. But
So in the middle of the thing, he starts talking about how well we were at the beach. And so, like, the beach, yeah, that's nice. So what else happened at the beach? He's like, that's what my girlfriend decided to say, that she wants to take a break. And then everyone was just like, whoa. Like, it turned into Jerry Springer, like, oh.
It was the best thing that's ever happened.
So then.
She gets up immediately, and she just, like, is pissed off.
No, there was like a minute where he starts telling.
The story.
Like, about, she's this and blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden she's like.
Wait, what's blah, blah, blah? You kidding? You say, because she's like this.
I don't remember the specifics of it. That she was, like. They didn't.
She like, starts explaining.
He didn't call her at a certain.
Also,
time.
Also, he starts explaining why the argument pursued. Okay,
right. And then
because that could have meant many things. He could have been like, "She's a bitch." And
yeah,
she
you're right. Yeah, you're right. Okay. So he wasn't saying anything.
He was
too,
actually
but,
very calm.
Yeah,
and I thought that was the most hilarious part because he's saying this thing and she is not calm.
Yeah,
hilarious
she was
or scary.
Yeah, like it
that's
was
a very scary thing.
Well, she
and
just,
then my life is over. So yeah. I just thought I'd go home and kill myself.
Well, at one point the girl just gets mad. Like she just
she's like don't say.
Don't say it. You don't say it. And then, like, he's like, well, I'm going to say it. He starts talking. And then, like, she just gets up. She just gets up and she just goes, you know what? Whatever. And she throws her sweater at the stage and she walks out the building, right? And then the guy's like,
why
sorry,
did she throw
guys.
Her sweater?
It was the only thing she had in her hand.
The only thing she had in her hand. If she would have had a gun, we're all dead.
Yeah.
So
would have been a very different story.
It's a very different.
Still hilarious, but very different story.
Podcast with a big call, what up, funeral.
Yeah.
But like, so she walks outside and then the guy's on stage and he's just like, guys, you can understand. I probably got to go handle this. And he walks off stage. And we're there for a second. I was like, well, I guess we're going to keep the show going because we don't know it. And then Mike waves his hand frantically. And he's like, I can tell you what happens.
Yeah.
I'll tell you the rest of the story.
Because he gets up. She leaves. I was sitting there. And then my girlfriend at the time goes out after her. And then the guy's like, I got to, you know. And then he just leaves. And then so they're like, well, so we don't know what's going to happen, how his day ended. And then I was like, I'll tell you what happened.
And it only gets worse.
Yeah.
And then the best is that we reenacted that.
Are you
going to
tell
day?
The story the way that fucking... Are you gonna, that, you just think it was hanging.
Because then that's when...
Huh? And then? How did it end?
This
how
is Mike's story or these people?
Because then that's when it started coming out that I was like, well, oh, apparently... And I started like telling them the truth of like, I think she's seeing somebody else. And all this stuff, like I'm just throwing them under the bus because they weren't in the room.
Right, of course, that's when you do it.
Yeah, yeah. I was saying all kinds of crazy shit, and
they didn't come back in either.
They were done. And
did they break up, or are they married now with three kids? That would have been.
I don't know. They broke up and they made up and broke up and made up and broke up like a thousand
times.
And then I broke up with the friend, my girlfriend. We broke up, so I didn't have to deal with
it. We didn't
hear
anything else.
Yeah.
Right.
But we did reenact that whole day.
Yeah.
And it was the best one we've ever done.
They reenacted, because what happens is that they reenact the whole day in like a minute and a half. And then, so basically they reenacted their day through the beach where they fought, through the car ride coming into the show, through them pulling him up on stage. It was very meta. So, and then they did the whole day up until the point where they call him up on stage. And then they have to cut it down in time. So that it got really, like, you cut it in half. So it was like 45 seconds and like 22 seconds. And then they end up doing it like the whole day. So everyone in the audience got to relive this day.
Three, four times,
a bunch of times. I was dying. I thought it was the best thing I'd ever
seen. So that's when Mike started.
So then what possessed you to go, hey, I want to be funny?
I just wanted to fuck around, because that's what it, like, it looks like it. When it's good, like, it looks like everyone's just having fun.
Yeah, when you do improv well, it looks like anybody could do it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. When you do anything, it almost looks easy.
Yeah.
Part of that is it inspires people to want to go do it.
Yeah.
So that was when, like, you guys were pretty tight. The group that you had was pretty good at that time.
Yeah, before everybody started dipping out and having kids. Yeah. Kids.
Fucking life suckers.
Yeah.
All right. So, welcome. You come from Chicago.
Yep.
And you spent a lot of time in New York, because that's when the 5-minute conversation that we had prior to us.
Yeah, I was there for like 7-8 months.
Nice. What'd you do in New York? You just do...
I was performing improv. I was basically starving, but yeah. I was performing.
But you made up for it.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man, I'm looking great now. For everyone, you can
maybe
check my Facebook.
Maybe I should go to New York now. Maybe I should go to New York now. I need to go to New York.
No, everyone, check out my Facebook. It's facebook.com/JustinTimberlake.
It looks fantastic now.
I look great now. I sing well, too. I was there for... I was there for like 8 months, and I don't know. The city just wasn't giving me what I needed, I guess, as far as like improv was concerned. Like, I liked the stuff that was going on, but Chicago was like the place if you want to like do improv. Really.
Yeah. Jeff did stand up for like 5 minutes. Like, he did stand up for a little while. He had his material.
Yeah.
But he's an improv guy. So we kind of divided there. But where you go for improv is Chicago.
It's two very different animals.
Yeah.
It's very two. And it's funny how when you do one, people assume you could do both. Like, no, that's very, very different animals.
Usually you excel at one or the other. You probably can do both, but usually you're doing better at one than the other.
Then they both suffer.
Yeah.
I don't know which one I'm good at.
Well, you've been doing more stand-up.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and say, by the looks of it, never saw you do improv acting, but I'm going to go ahead and say
you're
improv
go with acting. That? You're going to go with that?
I'm going to go with that one. That's the ones you go with there.
There was a time at Bandcamp. No, I remember I was talking to Jeff when you were in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, what did you post something about?
Oh, I posted it on my Facebook. And I was like, if someone gives me food right now, I would be super thankful.
And so this is a good friend. I was like, hey, where are you? And he's like, oh, I'm at this place. I'm like, no, the address. And he's like, why? And I'm like, you'll see. And then I go on Domino's.com or whatever the fuck, and I send him a pizza.
It was great.
His motherfucker's like, oh my God, this is the... I sent him a pizza from across the states.
No, and then the story gets better. Did I tell you the rest of
it? He didn't have money for a tip, so he blew the guy.
Yeah, yeah. That was the best part. Balls in my eyeballs.
Did you miss that part? About the...
I never heard. This is the first time hearing it.
It was really great. And a nun came. It was awesome. So, like, no, at that same night, I guess other people saw that status. So I ended up, one thing that I still don't know who it's from. So I ended up with a pizza, and then, like, an hour later, I had, like, a sandwich with a bunch of fries. And then after that, I had, like, a burger that somebody said.
You don't know.
Yeah, that I still don't know who it was. Like, I know the other one was. This girl kind of was like, hey, did you receive my whatever? You know, from, you know, being stupid. And then the other person, I still don't know who it is. I'm like, I really want to know.
You just eat strangers' burgers?
Yeah, man. I think maybe that one might have not been for me. That's what it was.
Basically, what you're saying is that
you stole somebody's
all
food.
Homeless people have to do is get a Facebook account.
Yeah, if you really get on that.
If you get a Facebook account, I think everybody could chip in and get you food once a week.
Hobook. You know? No, that sounds bad. Hobo something.
Hobobok.
That sounds like a biblical
both of you
thing.
Checking out. I'm just watching both of you strike out. Like, it was like watching two like 8-year-olds at fucking T-ball. Like,
yeah. Swing. Yeah, terrible. All kinds of.
Jeez. All right. So you do improv acting, and where do you do improv acting now in Chicago?
I perform at IO Theater, which is like Improv Olympic is what it stands for. They got sued by the Olympics, so now they call it IO.
IO, they got you by the Olympics. So.
Yeah.
But doesn't hip hop have like the rap Olympics or something like that?
I don't know.
Yeah.
No. You're talking to me about rap.
That's
music.
Where Eminem got noticed by Dr. Dre, because he came in second or third at the Rap Olympics or eighth.
Maybe it's not as popular. The problem with this is that they had like Tina Fey come out of there. Amy Poehler, all these people start coming out of there, say Improv Olympic, and now the Olympics notice you. But I don't know.
I guess that's true.
Maybe the Olympics are not listening to enough hip hop. That's their problem.
Yeah.
And I listen to Eminem, the Olympics. That's your problem.
Yeah.
stupid.
He should write the next theme for the Olympics.
But yeah, so I perform there, and I perform at the Playground Theater, and I perform at Second City sometimes too, over there in Chicago.
Yeah, it's hard. Like, I don't think many people know the ranking. Like, you have to start taking classes. Like, you start by being a student.
Yeah.
Like, you take lessons, and then you build up through their program, and they teach you improv and
yeah,
and stuff.
I took an improv class here, and I was good. Yeah. It was a lot of fun. It was just people I was taking it with, all the dishes.
Was it short form or long form?
Whatever that means. but that's a point. Like, they didn't even tell us any of that. There was like, they taught us a couple of exercises, and we did that. The first class was really fun, and I ended up, because, and this is honest to God truth, we never planned it, but a friend of mine, he's a friend of the program, he's a fellow comedian, Oni Perez. He took the same class. We never even talked about we were going to take the class, and we both show up. We're like, "Oh shit, you taking a class?" And that class was super fucking fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you're fucking around with your friends.
I was fucking around with my friends, but I was, not only was he a friend, but he's somebody who's quick in his, he's quick witted, so he could get, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Because I already had been doing stand up for like 2 years at that point. So, not that I was any good at stand up, but my mind was at a certain point where I'm like, I could get shit faster.
You're a better analytical brain.
And Oni was there, so we had fun. So we bounced ideas off each other. We would feed off each other. And then I did the second class, the whatever, I don't know what it's called,
the level two class,
and he wasn't there, and I was like, this sucks ass.
Yeah.
And it was a lot of the same people that were there in the first class, but you could just tell that's the difference between improv and stand up. It's like, improv, you are dependent on, you know, no matter how good you are,
your partner,
you need really good partners. You need somebody. Yeah. And you bring everybody else up, but you need good partners.
What were you going to say?
Huh? No, that is funny that we mentioned that, but I do an improv show alone.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, he does.
I perform all the characters. Not easy.
No, but no, I can't. I'm like, wow, I'm like really impressed.
It's actually very impressive. I'm not blowing sunshine up his ass. I'm not sucking his dick, but like, it's very impressive.
You're not blowing sunshine at all.
No.
You see what I did there? I brought it back to the girl that you broke her heart. So,
baby, if you're listening out there, he's really not sorry.
Yeah,
you guys are.
It's obvious.
It's clear. You came in with a smile on your face. I've never seen you do a cartwheel when you walked in my house. I'm like, that's weird.
You don't have enough room. I'm just glad I fit it in.
He said it in his house. I've never seen you do a cartwheel.
I've never even attempted a cartwheel ever. Like, I remember when I was a kid and I see other people do cartwheels. I'm like, that's for girls. Because at one point, only girls did it. And then really effeminate guys did it. I'm like, I don't want to do that. And then when I got to the point that I really wanted to do it, I'm like, I realized that I was fat. I'm like, I can't. This is not going to work out. These physics don't look like it's possible at this point. But I really wanted to try.
It's only for kids named Flavio, and girls. That's what it's for.
Only with kids that talk with a lisp. So look at me, I'm gonna do a choreo, everybody. Guys,
my favorite thing is tumbling.
I clap with two hands and my fingertips.
Like, when they put out
the homosexual community.
We have 14 listeners. I sincerely doubt that one of those 14 is gay. If you are, I'm sorry, but
he's in New Zealand somewhere. Really sad,
dude. If I had a listener in New Zealand, I would fucking jump for joy.
That would be the shit.
Let me know where you are. If you are out of the state of Florida, you listen to What's Up, Bro. Not including you, because you're gonna listen to this one episode and never listen to any episode again, as most of my guests do. But if you listen to outside of the state of Florida, I will. When my CD comes out, I will mail you a fucking free CD. Let me know. Hit me up. Woobro@nerysigns.com.
That's great. Wow.
That doesn't include Michael's brother. Don't give me that bullshit.
You heard?
Family doesn't count.
You heard that, Fjord? Yeah. Fjord, if you're out there, you let us know.
Fjord Kierkegaard's garden.
Watch one dude who's literally at the furthest point in the fucking globe away from me.
So his name is Fjord Kierkegaard's garden?
No, but I gotta mail him some shit where I'm like, international postage. Yeah. I'm like, how much is it? Well, this literally says that it's at the opposite end of the earth. Yeah. So you...
He's like, I'm a scientist in the Antarctica way station. I was just really listening to you guys. Makes me feel like I'm back in my
The only way to get it to my house is to send it by Timberwolf. I'm that far into the woods.
It's like one of those St. Bernards with a barrel around its neck.
Yeah, with a barrel. You the St. Bernard will put the CD in his mouth. And then you gotta go and he... Mush! Mush! All right,
that'll be $673 shipping.
Damn it!
Thank you, Fjord.
We appreciate that support.
No, but we totally stepped all over. He does the one man show.
I do a one man musical. Yeah.
Yeah.
You do a one man musical?
Yeah, it's an improvised musical.
Do you do your own instruments, or are you talking about music?
I have a piano player.
Okay.
So they do that. Sometimes I had a guitarist and a drummer if they're around, but usually it's just the piano player.
Right. Usually, that's fucking pretty impressive. So you do like a one man. What's his name? Who's that white guy who's black?
Jamie Kennedy.
No, I meant black guy who's white. What's his name, dude? The guy he was in the black guy from Whose Line Is It Anyways?
Oh, Wayne Brady.
Wayne Brady.
Jeez,
I'm struggling so hard.
At first, I knew it, and I just, to be funny, I was like, who's that white guy that's black? And then when you said Jamie Kennedy, totally you made me fuck. I'm like, brain fart on Wayne Brady's name. Thanks. So Wayne Brady does that. I've seen Wayne Brady shows, and he does a lot of musical numbers. He's really good at that shit, too. So
he does a lot of songs.
I met him at University of Florida. We did a show with him when he was there. It was pretty awesome.
Uh-huh.
So
he's great. Yeah, with the music stuff,
he's pretty fantastic. That guy can make a song out of anything.
Yeah, but so he'll do that like a whole like carrot, like a whole story arc and everything like that, and make up the songs and stuff. It's very cool. If you're in Chicago and you can see it, go see it.
Mm-hmm.
You do a one man show where?
Plug it, man.
Fucking plug it, dude.
Oh, for sure. It's called Cirque, the One Man Improvised Musical. You can go on Facebook.com and you can find it.
A longer name that you could choose?
Yeah, I was going to try and find a longer name before it was called St. Bernard's Fighting Fjord on the homosexual front. But it's not called that anymore.
You got sued by the St. Bernard Association. You got sued.
But if you find it on Facebook, like, yeah, I'm definitely on there. And like, I post up the shows. I kind of like go all around town right now, so...
It's like apparently in Chicago, it's like stand up. Improv is like stand up over there, where they just have it in like random coffee alley. The same way people open up open mic nights, they have improv nights.
It rules the town there. Yeah. New York is definitely bigger with like more stand up open mics. You can go to a stand up open mic anywhere, but Chicago is like improv open mics everywhere.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool, man.
I mean, it's a different.
Every time I go there, I just eat pizza. I've never seen an improv show break out. No, I'm being serious. Like, I've gone to a lot of fucking dives in Chicago.
Oh wow!
And I've never been to like one where an improv show breaks out. That would be cool as shit. Can you imagine
you're just eating pizza and all of a sudden someone starts a one man musical? And yeah. You're just like, what?
I'd be like, this is the greatest shit. What pizza and the show?
Yeah, this is amazing.
But unfortunately,
are there bad musicals? Like, do you see like bad like one man like people go up there and do musical improv? You don't have to give any names.
You could if you want to, whatever you want.
Cause some cross country.
The truth is that the more like the city has a much bigger improv scene, right? So everybody assumes like there's much better improv in Chicago, and like yes, there are many good things. There are more good things than anywhere else. But then you got to realize there's about a billion terrible things that happen every week.
Well, that's the same thing with New York and stand up. You almost get to the point where you're like, oh my, you're scared of like going to New York to do stand up. You're like, these guys, this is New York. It has their reputation.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you go to an open mic, you go, oh, these guys suck. Just like, oh, okay. Just like back home. Yeah. People say, okay, that's fine.
Everybody sucks everywhere. This is great.
It's true. If you're good at what you do and you have work ethic and you're like, you know, growing and stuff, like you're going to have bad shows. Obviously, we've all been there, but you know, eventually you'll do good anywhere.
Nary has no bad show.
I have never done my bad shows,
even my bad shows in living rooms and people's living rooms.
Dude, last week we had, he tells a story about like they get hired for a private party and he's just like, hey, they don't even tell people, it's like a surprise that they have a stand up comic and it's in somebody's house for a birthday party.
Oh, it's a stand-up, secret.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Secret stand up
in somebody's living room.
Wow.
And getting heckled. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fun time. Kathy, if you're out there, go fuck yourself. Just wanted to let you know. Go fuck yourself. That's Kathy with a K. not to be confused with Kathy with a C, who's sitting next to her, who was being polite and quiet. So go fuck yourself, Kathy with a K.
Wow. All yeah. right. Good. All right. Good. I think we're airing some. This is the airing of grievances.
Put that out there.
Yeah. Just put it out there.
Wow.
You feel better? You feel good?
I'm all right. I'm all right.
Okay.
I'm all right. I'm nice. All right. I'm all right.
But yeah, I mean, it's different when. Okay, we have. I won't say names, but there's like bad improvisers that you do. Like you do show. Like if you do a show with them, and one of my when I was doing improv, one of my like least favorite things was watching somebody good. With somebody, or it kind of got to be like funny because it was.
Can you
so bad.
Can you get your thoughts together and
yeah,
just
sometimes
speak.
You talk.
You're trying to
sad.
Go. You're trying to be so politically correct.
Yeah,
you're
I don't want to say names.
Not, to, but don't say names. But you can say everything else.
Right.
But you're trying to like okay, there's
out.
A guy. Okay, or a person. So there's a person, and then there's a.
Please make this as ambiguous as possible.
Seriously.
Yeah. When somebody's bad, they shit all over so the other person on the scene, so nothing goes forward. And then it's almost more fun to watch someone who's terrible, not really, but like it's almost more fun to watch someone who's terrible, like try and destroy everything without realizing it.
The thing is, they're
like,
not trying to destroy.
That's what it is. It's just like anything. Stand up is the same thing. You go back to that where you like you watch somebody eat it so hard that you go,
yes,
"This
is amazing."
It's almost like an
this?
Entertainment where you go, "I can't." I was never that guy. I always get very. I know you are because you're a cynical dick. I've seen you take pride in other people bombing, and I'm like, this is not fun. And I feel bad for even when the guy's a dickhead. I'm like, that's what you get.
Yeah.
I'm always like, you're an asshole. You were an asshole to me 10 minutes ago, and now you're not doing good on stage. I should be happy, but
it's painful.
It's
to a certain
painful,
extent,
dude.
For sure. You definitely watch the people.
No, not for Mike. Mike, it's enjoyable. Mike does fist pumps and shit. He does a Tiger Woods fist pump. We're like, yes!
Yeah, I stand up.
You suck!
It's really funny, though, because like sometimes when something's so awkward, you just have to laugh. Yeah, you know?
That's why I laugh. Because my default, my defense mechanism is laughing at the how bad. Like if the joke bombs, I'm not laughing at the joke that bombed. I'm laughing at the audience going, you know, like they're just like not in it, and then that'll make me laugh. So there's just one random guy in the back laughing at nothing.
I like when certain audience, like I know a show's going bad. Really, when I look into the audience and there's somebody that's mad. Like you see them angry about it, like they're there, and like I've seen a guy like take off his hat and just throw it on the table, you know, and just be like, you know? And I'm like, wow, we ruined this guy's night, you know, like
fist
you
pump.
Did it. And the thing is, there were good things happening, and then you ruined his night.
Yeah, it was terrible.
I heard one time I was at a club, and I heard a guy on stage in the middle of his set stop and say, "It's probably not a good thing when I can hear the ice cubes stirring." Holy shit. I didn't even notice that. And I was like, wow, the ice cubes are stirring. And they did not stop stirring the ice cubes. They were like, cling, 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 cling.
Oh, that's got to be the worst. I can tell the worst improv show story, for sure.
Yeah, you got to get closer.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, I'm going to get closer so I can tell the worst improv show story.
Closer.
No.
Closer.
There was a show that we had this sketch that was apparently like awesome. Like we thought it was the best. Like to us, it was super funny. And this sketch was 8.5 minutes, which is really long.
That's
a long time.
Like, regularly for a sketch, like you've seen SNL, that's just like 2 minutes, 3 minutes, tops. This was 8.5 minutes of break. Right? So it goes up there and it's really strange. It was called Odd World and it just had weird shit going on. And we were like, this is so funny to us. And it was not funny at all. And it goes really long, right?
Yeah, the moment you say to us, as the audience,
I think
we've gathered that it's not funny.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that's
right. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. You know, you're there.
To us.
So this audience is dead silent for this 8 minutes, right? And then we say the punch, right? And it's like, man, the sketch is over. It's going to be great. We say this punch line, and nothing happens, right? And then the sound guy misses his cue, so we got that good, too. So now we're in silence, standing on stage with our mouths open and stupid faces on, waiting for the lights to go. And the audience is silent too, and it's super awkward, right? And we're still waiting there, and the lights go, and then he's supposed to hit the music, didn't hit the music either. So now we're in silent, and we're moving shit around awkwardly in the dark. So as you hear, like, right? And then you just hear one guy in the audience just go, whatever! And then the music started playing.
That was a cue.
That was a cue. We were waiting for him.
Was that the punchline? Was that the punchline for you guys to go, whatever?
That was a plant.
That was a plant in the audience. That's how I know that I've gotten better at this, because like, I've never had a whatever show again. Thank God. Once you had the whatever show, that's when it's bad.
That's before the whatever and after the whatever. That's how you tell time. to your friend. Be like, man, that's been years. How long ago was that? Well, I know it was before the Whatever Show. Yeah. So that's
it's right around the time. It's like 2 years after the Whatever
Show. Yeah, it's 2 years after. Yeah, yeah, you're right. You're right. You're right, you're right.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Whatever.
The best one I ever had was it was like my second time ever doing stand-up at the Improv in Miami. And it was one of the open mic nights, and I thought I was going
to
tell...
You don't have to specify Miami. You don't do any other improv.
I have. Oh. I've done all of them.
Congrats.
Yeah. Oh.
Okay. We've talked about this. It's taken a while for him to...
Yeah, it's taken a while. It's taken a while. I'm not going to lie. But
now you are un artista famoso.
Yeah, that's what I am. Not really. This guy, I'm at the Improv, and there's a guy sitting up front, and he's apparently had... I'm ruined this evening because I tell a joke, and in my mind, I think it's going to be the funniest... joke ever. Like, I'm like, this is hilarious. I can't believe I wrote such genius. And I punchline, da 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 da. The guy, no one laughs. And then the guy just looks me dead in the eye and he goes, he just kind of clears his throat. He's like, with a look of bewilderment.
As he's looking at you, he clears his throat.
Yeah, like he's like,
as he's making eye contact.
Like, he's looking at, like, he was like waiting for me to scan the crowd and look into his eyes. And then he just goes, like, and like with a look of just angry,
like he's gonna pass along some information that you need to know.
Yeah, like he's like, what? Like he's just looking at me like, what the fuck did you just like? What did you do? You know, and I just immediately, I was at like 3 minutes, and immediately I just started sweating. By the end of the set, I had like I was fine, and then by the end of the set, I had like the sweat stains from in the pit stains, like from just like immediate flop sweat. Like in 2 minutes, I got soaked with sweat because I was like, this is
good
bad.
Times. Wow. Good times.
That's when you know you've won.
I've won.
That's when I would have dropped the mic and I would have been like, are you not entertained? Mike, are you not entertained?
Mike Mercadal from the future came in a telephone booth and he went like this and he fist bumped. Yeah, he fist bumped in the back of the stage.
Yeah. He was watching me from the back of the stage like, ah!
He's wearing a red polo and black khakis. Yes! Yes! All right.
Oh, my God.
All right. So let's go on to last week's old school picks.
All right.
Has he advised you of what old school picks are?
No.
No.
Okay. Old school picks are movies that him and I, we choose every week, and we're supposed to watch them.
Yeah.
We don't do a lot of watching.
We just do a lot of nostalgic reminiscing. We do a lot of nostalgia,
like, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, that's right. That I don't believe you. That's a good movie, so I'm not going to watch it again.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't think it's going to be good as an adult, so I'm not going to watch it again. So it's an old school pick. The only rule is basically it's become more and more vague as the time passes.
Yeah.
Is that it can't be something that's constantly on the air even today.
It has to be something that someone could potentially not know about. Like it's under the radar.
Okay.
Under the radar, or maybe not on the radar, but
it was big and then it's not popular anymore.
Like this is my go to as far as example of disqualification would be Top Gun.
Right.
Because no matter how old that movie is, everybody knows about it and they play it. All the time, they play it at least 10 times a year on TNT or TBS.
You ever been
TBS.
On a plane? You know about that movie.
Yeah. If you were born, you know about that movie.
Yeah.
So
that's the only thing, though. You got to be born.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
a clinch.
So last week we had which
last
one
week? Oh, I'll start from the bottom because Frank, the guest, we had a guest last week. He picked Kentucky Fried Movie. Have you seen that one?
Oh.
No.
I never heard of it.
It's the Zucker Brothers before Airplane. So it's worth checking out for that. But
okay.
Just weird. You might like it. It's like a lot of weird little sketchy type things.
Oh, weirdo.
It's weird. Yeah. And then somebody stands up and goes, whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever.
All right.
That's how I know the movie was good.
Nary picked Adventures in Babysitting.
Yeah. Oh.
Kind of a hacky.
That one's a go-to.
I think it's a hacky pick, but... I switched phones recently, and my list that I had a very long list was in my iPhone. So now,
I was not.
That was the only movie that I knew was on my list.
Off the top of your head.
By the way, guys, I just farted, so I apologize for that. I didn't even realize. I didn't even realize how much that was gonna be. But I apologize.
I noticed it because fell off my face.
Yeah. So we could either keep on going as if nothing's happened, or we could take a break and air out the room as the Department of Health and probably demands that we do. I apologize.
No, you did this. You did this to yourself. So you made us suffer through
that's
this.
Fine. Again,
turn that fan away.
I like the fact that you were going to stop the conversation anyways. You're pointed like, and go, wait. And you just shook the finger around the room. You go, wait.
Everybody
wait.
Shut the fuck up.
As my friend Johnny Travago would say, raise your hands. Whoever did it, raise your hands. Just raise your hands.
You raised your finger and pointed to both of us as if to say, okay, one of you motherfuckers, hold on, stop. Stop saying words. One of you have done something to poison the air in my
raise
fucking face.
Your hands. Raise your hands, whoever did it.
So I apologize. I honestly thought that was going to be like one, like, hey, this is going to sneak under the radar.
No, that was
I didn't know that these
the
cats. I didn't know that the cast from The Walking Dead was in my ass.
That,
and just decided to come
so
out.
That was so bad, I have to change my pants.
Yeah. Raise your hands.
Raise your hands. Whoever did it, raise your hands.
All right, so.
All right. More movies.
Back to movies.
My eyes are watering. Shit.
Right. Tears.
Fart.
Yes, clearly.
And then my pick was.
I know my wife right now is listening to this podcast 2 weeks from now going, like, that's my man.
That's him.
Hands off, ladies. Yeah. He's all mine. Hands off. She literally tells me that shit all the time. Like, I'll blow a fart or I'll do something. Like, I'll just, like, scratch my balls. And she's like, we're in the living room by ourselves. And she's like, hands off, ladies. Hands off. He's all mine. You can't have none of this. And she'll slap my ass. Like, you can't have none of this.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Kris Kringle. All right. So, all right. And then my pick was Blood In, Blood Out.
Oh.
From, do you remember? Did you see that? Have you seen that movie?
You don't have to appease him, but
do you know which one I'm talking about?
I don't know what this is.
No,
is that the Jean-Claude Van Damme movie or is that Bloodsport?
No, that's Bloodsport.
Jesus.
No, the it's never mind. We talked about it ad nauseum.
Ah,
it's the one with Mexican gangs. And it's a true story with the whitest Mexican in the world.
In the world.
Well, that's back then, I guess, when they used to just like get white people to play the other races.
This guy, yeah, apparently
that like was okay back then.
Yeah, he's like. Hey, vato, he's like, oye, vato, and all this stuff. And then he's like blonde hair and like blue eyes and looks nothing.
Stunning.
Yeah, he's beautiful, man.
Beautiful man. Beautiful man.
So
that's how we know he's not cute Mexican. Because Mexicans are short, dark, ugly people. All right, so.
that guy just walked out of the room slowly, and now this other guy just walked in.
Slowly there he, faded where'd you out. Go? There he, welcome right. back. Welcome back. Ugh. All right, so that was last week's lineup. I went through the trailer for Blood In, Blood Out, and I was like, I can't put myself through this again.
Why would you ever do that? Like, I didn't think it was a good movie then.
I enjoyed it. Was like it was one of those so bad it's good movies for me. Like, it was just so cheesy, like wanting to be so important. But it was not. Like, it was just, it's just like you're just laughing your ass off. And then at the end, it's like based on a true story. So you're like, whoever's true story this is must be pissed. Like, this is terrible. This is
well,
terrible.
Not at that time. At that time, I'm sure they were like, oh, my fucking story's a movie.
Yeah, yeah. We got paid.
Shit on Lifetime. Everybody will watch it.
That's true.
So, what's your pick this week, Michael?
My pick this week.
Pick a movie.
Is, I'm going to say... Galaxy Quest.
Wow.
Oh.
Galaxy Quest. It's not that. It's not old.
That's not an old school pick. That's more like a...
Under the radar.
That's more of a...
Like, oh, I saw this movie on VHS because I didn't know it was in the theaters.
Yeah. It was like that. I don't know what
that
means.
That movie came out on DVD.
Yeah. But that was... I don't know. I think it was like 98 or 7 or something like that.
Probably 98.
Something like that.
I love VHS.
I fucking love that movie.
Did you have it on VHS? Mm-hmm. I had it on DVD. I didn't have it. I worked at Blockbuster when they came out, and I remember seeing it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But I love that movie. I love that movie.
It's great.
Good movie.
I don't think that gets enough.
Old school? I don't know about
old school.
It's kind of like middle age school. It's kind of like middle age.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
not really old, but it's not young either.
I would call it cult classic.
Yes.
Yeah.
I would say. It's just like a cult movie.
Well, you made me change mine.
Was that it?
No.
That would be ridiculous.
No,
one else would have thought of that.
No,
movie.
Because the thing is that mine, without giving too much away, it wasn't in space, but it had some science fiction element to it.
Oh,
I'm just going to hold off on it.
I don't know. I'm not going
to. Space Jam.
Yeah, because I didn't exactly. So I didn't want to be.
It wasn't
like,
Space Jam.
No, it wasn't Space Jam.
Don't tease me like
that. That would be a science fiction element to it, really.
It does. There's aliens.
There's totally aliens in that movie.
You know the monsters.
I think
the biggest, science fiction is that Michael Jordan was put to act, and I was like, that.
No, the biggest science fiction element was that Bill Murray comes in and saves the day. That movie is fantastic.
Fantastically horrible.
That movie. Right.
But there's a Pulp Fiction reference in there, which I always thought was badass. That one scene, and that's it. Never mind.
You just think tiny rabbits that are pink are hot because you're weird.
Yeah. I mean, we established.
Who finds that weird? Clearly, the bunny's pink, so that's female.
It's a female bunny.
Then clearly, then it's okay to
color identification.
It.
Yeah, yeah. Been established.
Yeah, we're good. Pink, it's not like female. When Bugs Bunny dresses up like a woman,
which is still kind
of hot. It's hot, but it's not. Yeah,
I'm gonna send you guys now pictures of AC Slater in pink, so that way you guys can masturbate to it. Then,
hey, I'm not trying to be gay or anything, but what I'm about clearly states that what I'm about to say. Yeah, this is clearly the disclaimer for a homosexual comment about to happen. I was in a waiting room recently, and I opened up a magazine, and it was a picture of Mario
Lopez.
Mm-hmm. Like currently now, I'm like, and I literally said, "Holy shit, Mario! How the fuck are you that good looking?" You are a fucking good looking dude. I'm like, Jesus! I got mad almost. I'm like, all right, we fucking get it. He's like 40.
He's an immortal though.
That's right.
He's
like
40, and he is holy shit. I'm like, the word Udonis comes to mind.
Yeah, we're gonna see a documentary one day that's gonna be called Malibu Vampire, and it's gonna be about
him. He's gonna come.
Holy
the guy's
shit.
Immortal.
It's gonna be.
I'm sorry,
Brad
I didn't mean to interrupt. Your pick.
Sometimes you just have to acknowledge the beauty of another man.
We apologize to all of them.
You know what? You think he works hard hours at the gym every day? For what? For women? No.
He appreciates
other people appreciating his body.
He does like all of the spectrum.
It does.
Yeah, he's well versed.
You think he's which is code
by
word
that sound
for
effect, do you think is he a tiny tiny donkey? Hey man, do you guys think that this guy is a tiny tiny donkey?
Do you think that Mario Lopez, you know, is a itsy bitsy donkey? You would have to think Mario Lopez is un burro, would you? Am I the only one that thinks he's a tiny,
a tiny,
tiny magical,
truly a burrito?
Oh my goodness!
Good times.
So you did have a pick.
Yeah, I'm calling an audible. I am gonna say, and I just saw this movie for the first time about 2 weeks ago, and I've heard so much about it.
So it's new to you, but
it's new to me. But it's a totally old school pick. Bad Lieutenant.
Oh man,
I've never seen it.
Wow,
is that the one with Harvey Keitel?
Holy shit! I saw this movie like at 3 o'clock in the morning, and I was like, it was one of those things where when I put it on, I wasn't sleepy, but I was gonna get sleepy within the half hour.
Yeah, you're like, this is my falling asleep.
Yeah, but I didn't want to fall asleep because I was like, but I was exhausted. But I was like, holy shit! But I stayed up throughout the entire thing. It's an excellent movie.
Yeah.
Excellent.
He's like a dirty cop, right?
Well, the name of the movie is called Bad Lieutenant.
Yeah.
So your deductive reasoning is very astute, my friend.
I was just paraphrasing.
Jesus, what is your?
It was about
is your
a
name
guy.
Last name Mercadal or Watson? Yeah. Wow, you are phenomenal.
It's actually about a guy who's a bad tenant in a building. His name's Lou.
Okay, that's what it is.
Wow, this is so bad.
He doesn't pay his rent on time.
No, he's horrible. He plays loud music.
Yeah,
doesn't give a shit about the neighbors.
He stomps on the floor so the neighbor below him gets pissed.
Constantly banging.
What a terrible tenant.
Also known as the super.
Some movies are just done for paychecks. Super. You went from Goodfellas to the super.
He's killing it. Where is he now? We're waiting for the VH1 special.
Gone fishing. Gone fishing.
That's a weird situation. Like, he's in that Snickers commercial.
Yeah.
Depressed. Like, he's
so
like, hey, when you get a little angry,
so is
Roseanne. When you're hungry, and then he's like, he's just a Joe Pesci. Yeah, and then they cut him out. He's not even. Yeah. Well, what would you, like, at this point, of course, I'll do whatever
I will do whatever it takes.
Oh my god, at any dress point up as an iguana and dance.
He's playing around. Himself for money.
Yeah.
Give it.
Yeah.
I'll take it. Thank you.
That's fine.
Yeah.
But you think, but like, he's all, like, I wonder if there's at some point, like, he's just sitting there and he's like, I'm fucking Joe Pesci. Like, why can't I just do like a big movie or something?
But I'm sure he doesn't want to, though.
Yeah.
You think if Joe Pesci wanted to be in the next Scorsese movie, you think they wouldn't give him a part? Are you fucking kidding me?
Oh, man.
But he doesn't want to, though. Like, I'm sure he doesn't want to. I'm sure right now he's old, so old that I'm sure right now he's like that irritated. Like, I don't, fuck you. I don't want to wait around for shit. I don't want to.
I'm done with you fuckers. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, you know who's like, who really chose that life, but like everybody, I guarantee you put him in a movie right now, there would be lines out the door, is Rick Moranis.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what lines out the door.
Oh,
I
man. Think, I think you're. Love
I,
Rick think, Moranis.
I love Rick Moranis.
I like Rick Moranis' old movies. It's not like he's going to be like, oh, he's going to be in a new Kick-Ass. And we're like, what?
No, no.
I'm going to. Like, it's.
But Rick, he's just a loved person. Like, yeah. People will I don't go
think,
watch him.
I don't think.
I would go see.
Now, I think people will go watch him if he's in something that people want to go watch.
Honey, I shrunk the audience 35.
37.
I would not. There was the Japanese release. I would not go see Rick Moranis, but. If Steve Guttenberg did another movie, I would go watch that one.
Mm.
I don't think you would.
I love. I don't. I would. If he just popped up
I
in
think,
a movie.
I think if they re-release Three Men and a Baby, you would go watch that.
Yeah, you would.
I think I
would,
you go, which would is probably a good old school pick.
Damn.
But
yeah, yeah,
but
that's
I
a
just,
good old
that
school
I just
pick.
Burned. But I don't think you would watch Steve Guttenberg in a movie.
I would like
him.
To see.
I like Steve Guttenberg. Yeah, when he was on great. Dancing with the Stars, my wife was like, oh, look. She
was on Dancing with the Stars?
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
She didn't even know who he was. And I was like, he's from Three Men and a Baby.
It's Mahoney
she,
from Police Academy.
She, Three Men and a Baby. And she, my wife was like, who? I'm like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
So, yeah. This is very
who does he look good. Like? You know that people confuse him with the other guy. The one who was the host for Deal No Deal. Howie Mandel.
Howie Mandel.
People confuse them.
Like well, but when
maybe
Howie
not now.
Had hair.
Yeah, maybe when, back, yeah, maybe not now. But back
when he used
then,
to go
yeah.
have that big hand, the bag that's like a hand, and he would put the balloon on his head, the glove.
Just when he had hair.
Yeah.
Nobody's confusing
yeah.
him for the big hand or the glove.
No, but
I don't even know what you're talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, but it's...
And when he used to do stand-up, he was just, it
yeah,
was just
yeah,
so...
he was a prop comic.
It was a prop yeah. comic.
Oh, carrot dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Horrible. His special is pretty funny though. You seen?
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
With the wrong, no. Wait.
No. You almost got mad. Like, no. What the? No.
No. Howie Mandel's. He does. He had that circle stage.
I remember that. Yeah.
And one person left to go to the bathroom, and he goes, "Everybody, get the fuck up now." And he switched like he had everybody.
Yeah, everybody
in the room
move a section.
Move a section over. He goes, "You are gonna go in the same seat that you're in right now in the next section." And the entire audience stood up and moved. And he kept on with his show like if nothing. And he just kept on and kept on. Everybody was laughing, but people forgot. It was to the point that people forgot. And then he just looked around and he was like, "Sir, what's going on, sir? What happened? Why can't you just get your seat? Sit down, sir." Like, "Oh, what's your seat say? What's your ticket? We're trying to do a show here," and he just. Fucked to them so bad, and he was like, "Where? What do you mean your wife? Where's your wife? Where is your wife? Where is she supposed to be? That's not her, your wife, sir." Like,
yeah.
And he just fucked to them. It was great. It was
that's
funny.
That's I love
amazing.
That.
Yeah,
I love that. Sometimes, like I enjoy those events. Like when those, like I'm a big fan of those kind of things. Where like when Eddie Kaufman. Took all of his
what a fucking
audience.
Generic statement you just gave. I'm a big fan of those things.
Yeah, those kind of like where you fuck with the entire crowd, like you, yeah. like everybody's in on it. And he took everybody, like Andy Kaufman took at the end of his special, took everybody to this Out for Milk and Cookies. Like there was buses lined up waiting, and they all took them to like this big high school cafeteria. And they were these like, "Hey, here's milk and cookies," and with the whole for the whole fucking crowd. I like that spectacle.
I'm a fan
of shit.
I'm a fan of milk and cookies.
Yeah,
you give me that shit anytime. I get a comedy show and milk and cookies. I'm fucking down.
I don't think people do enough of that where they really kind of connect with the crowd, like where
we give them croquetas before the show.
We
and
totally
maybe have them walk in.
That would be great.
We did that. we had a show called Croqueta Preparada, and it was our like Miami Cuban Latin. Themed show. It wasn't in Spanish, but it was.
Had some stuff in Spanish.
Some of the stuff was in Spanish. Like we did Latin hits, gringo style, where we would take all the lyrics on Spanish songs and make them in English. It was just this big, like, themed show for Hispanics. And then on the way in, what do we have? We had croquetas, pastelitos.
Yeah, we had everything. It was like a fun little Cuban snack bar.
Yeah, and we were just bro, people
I'm
love
down.
That
Whenever
show.
You want to do that again? I'm down. I'm down to do that as an audience member. I don't perform in this shit. But all right, let's take a quick break. I have to. The wife is texting me to come outside. So let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
What up, bro? What up, bro? What up, bro?
And we're back.
What up, bro? What up, bro? What up, bro?
At least somebody's writing a theme song.
See that?
Wow.
Are you listening, Frank Rodriguez? Frank M. Rodriguez. Somebody better do a fucking theme song. I've asked three of my musician friends to come up with a theme song. They go, bro, I got you. Nothing. I don't want to be that dickhead and be like, hey, can I be demanding since I'm not paying you?
Yeah.
Can
it's I like, where's that free shit? Thing that you said you were going to do for free?
Yeah, can you free? Where's the status? What's the ETA in that free thing?
You know the shit that you normally get paid for?
Yeah.
How about you do that shit for free and hurry the fuck up?
And hurry the fuck up with it, all right? And I'll criticize it and then tell you to do work on it and fucking send it back to you.
What does it sound like? Some shit you did for free. Get the fuck out of here.
All right, so... So you got a text message, right? Turn off your phone.
I know,
be professional.
This is bullshit.
So we went through Mike's pick, which was
mine was Galaxy Quest.
Galaxy Quest.
Tim Allen vehicle, classic.
And my pick was Bad Lieutenant,
which is probably a good movie.
It's compared really to
really good movie.
They're both good.
Galaxy Quest, bro. I really like that movie.
Yeah,
and that's one of the few like, hey, look, we're in space movies.
Yeah,
that I like.
I laugh. Like, there's certain movies that, like, I know the jokes are coming and I laugh because I remember them being funny. But there's certain movies that they still catch me off guard. Like it's still like a belly laugh funny, and that's one of them.
When that alien does that cry at the end, you know that fucking thing when he finds out that he's not real, like the guy that Tim Allen's that character. That's just really painful. I'm like, oh, it still hurts my fucking soul. I'm like, oh my god,
I get emotional when he says.
You don't have a soul.
I don't, but I get emotional.
Right.
When that guy's dying and then Snape says the speech by Grab Thar's hammer and all that stuff in the kid. You see how happy the guy is just before he dies? I'm always like, fuck. It's like super touching. I love that shit. That movie's great.
I don't know about old school, but it's a good movie. I think so. I think it qualifies around that boundary.
If it does, I'm just going to like force it in there. I'm just going to shimmy it in there.
We've all done that.
Sometimes.
It's a little tight, but
you gotta
power through.
You get power through.
Power through.
Take it easy.
So Jeff, what do you have? You were surprised with this whole concept, but
I like it a lot, though. My favorite. No, I choose Garbage Pail Kids.
Oh shit!
Oh my god!
Motherfucker threw down the gauntlet, son.
I actually had
that in my list of movies, but it was so like it was. I remember one time Mike picked a really good movie. One and I could have didn't have the balls to follow up. I forgot what movie it was. It was one of the very because you don't pick good movies.
I picked Sneakers or something like that.
Yeah.
No, it was something where you picked a good movie. I was like, I don't have the balls to sneak in Garbage Pail Kid. So I just like literally put it off to the side and never remembered about it again. I'm like, I'm not even gonna bring that shit up. But this is Garbage Pail Kids.
I still get grossed out by that.
I just said that to somebody. I had a friend of mine, she texted me a picture of a newborn baby, and I'm like, it looks like a Garbage Pail Kid.
I really did. I was like, the worst thing you can say to anyone's child.
I was like, no, it wasn't her child. It wasn't her child. It was her friend's child. Her friend just gave birth. And her friend was like, does the baby look a little weird to you? And I'm like, I think it looks perfectly fine. She goes, really? I go, it looks fine it's a Garbage Pail Kid, right? That's what we're talking about. And she goes, you're an asshole. I'm like, it looks like a Garbage Pail Kid.
That's funny.
I still don't understand that movie. I watched it the other day.
I haven't seen it the other day.
That movie's not made to understand.
It's nothing. Yeah, they did. They were like, we found all these costumes of weird things.
It's a movie about nothing. It's what Seinfeld bases comedy on. It's a movie about nothing.
Like Seinfeld sitting watching Garbage Pail Kids is like, we should do a show about this.
Yeah.
Man.
This
is,
what? The creepy kids? No.
I was like the kid that threw up. That was my favorite character.
Oh,
like,
God.
It was a chick, right? It was a girl?
Yeah, the girl was the one that threw up, and they had the other kid that was just
the boogers. Yeah.
I collected the cards.
That movie grossed me out. To this day, I'll still watch it. I'll get nauseous watching that.
Oh, really?
I don't know why.
Such
fake
a pussy,
fake
bro.
Gross is. Look, fake gross to me grosses me out. Real gross, I'm okay with. Like in the hospital, whatever, I'm okay with whatever happens.
You wipe people's asses.
Yeah, and I help. You know, but that's like a help. I'm helping them.
Oh.
That, well,
you know, it's funny because I wipe my daughter's ass every once in a while, and I'll be like, oh my God, oh my, I got some in my mouth. I got some in my mouth. Like, I'm like walking around, like, and my wife was like, you're such a fucking kid.
You're
but
such
I was
a baby.
It's, yeah, it's
one of I those. Couldn't do it.
But that shit grosses me out, man.
But like, Garbage Pail Kids grosses
me out. The vomiting, not, the snot, like a fake.
Well, the vomit was only one time. She did that at the end.
Yeah.
That was her goal. That was her closer.
Yeah.
That was her finish him.
We gotta beat these guys.
Yeah.
We don't know why they had to beat anybody. Yeah. Anyway. But we do have to mention that
was,
they're all
that,
kids, right? All of them are kids.
Uh-huh.
And then
the
there's one alligator.
There's, wait, what?
There's one kid that's an alligator.
He's an alligator?
Why is there
well,
one
he's
kid
a
that's
young
an alligator?
Alligator. He's a young alligator.
He's a kid
so
alligator.
Still in the same age.
I want to know.
Not, it's age appropriate. It's not like a random adult alligator hanging around these little kids. That would be creepy.
Yeah.
That would be wrong. That would be wrong.
Alligator in the stupid movie. We don't understand it.
I think it's great. I think it falls in the 80s mode of movies of just like Breaking or something, or like the rec center is gonna be turned down. We gotta raise up $87,000. Let's do it with a dance contest.
Yeah.
Huh? And it's the same.
Oh, Mac and Me.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's a good one too. That's shit. That's
I'm not gonna waste it. I have bad many in my mind.
Yeah, he's the go-to guy. He's the never-ending story guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think I don't remember when you said it. I remember
it was a while ago.
No, but you said a movie and I was like, I had Garbage Pail Kids, but I'm gonna go ahead and just
now you're trying to think which one. Yeah.
I really am trying to think because you don't have a lot of good ones. You
was
have
it
a lot
King
of,
Ralph or something?
I don't remember.
King
no.
Ralph.
No, he said that a few weeks ago.
I love that movie.
I even told him, I go, I liked it as a kid. I'm not sure how much I would like it now as an adult. And he goes, No, it's so good. It's so good. You think that way about Rocketeer? I'm like, I don't think Rocketeer will be good now, man.
I still love the Rocketeer.
I think it was good when we were kids, but I think if you look back at it now, you're not going to enjoy it.
That's one of those things where I'm not going to dissect. There's certain movies I dissect why I like it, watching it now as an adult, but that's one that I've watched continuously. Like, I just love it. Like, I'm not going to tell you why. Jennifer Connelly's boobs. I'm not going to say specifics, but that's why. Like, I just love it.
There's certain movies I just can't get past certain things. Like,
I watched Rocky 1 recently. I had like not seen it in a couple of years, and it's very awkward the way Sylvester Stallone tries to hit on that chick.
Very,
it is
yes.
Very awkward.
Yeah, yeah. Oni and I, we used to do that all the time. We're like, wait, you don't like my couch or something? Something wrong with my couch? You don't like my? He's like, you want a donut? Like, he was like very, very persistent
so
the way he
awkward.
Fucking like I this on the verge of date rape type of
yeah.
Shit where I'm just like. Let me take off your glasses. Like, no, I want to leave. Let me take off your fucking glasses.
Yeah.
Like, he's just very.
He's very persistent. We were watching that.
You don't like my couch?
My couch?
He literally says that. He goes, you don't like. He like slams his couch.
Yeah.
And, like, he's like, why don't you sit down? I'm like, well, you don't like my couch?
Oh, yeah. Like,
something wrong with my couch.
Confrontation.
Like, holy shit, man. Take it easy.
Like, he's daring you to fuck him. Like, I dare you.
Was
I was
very
watching
weird.
That. They do. Actually, they're starting up again. If I'll plug this, that's really cool, but I have no affiliation to.
Paralympics.
Right. The
the Paralympics. Paralympics.
I'm just gonna breeze past
something
that.
Something very cool. You guys want to check out? Jeff got the Paralympics.
I'm just gonna breeze over that. Like, uh-huh,
just,
that's awesome.
That's exactly what it
right,
is.
Yeah.
That's
so
exactly
so inspiring. Those guys. So inspiring. They are. They're athletes.
And that guy made it to the Paralympics, and then he went to the real Olympics.
Yeah,
the
blades,
guy with the fucking
blade
runner. The blade
runner.
Yeah, just, man.
That guy.
Yeah.
A little unfair. He went to both.
You know what?
He went to both.
Yeah.
Like, if you're able-bodied enough to make it to the real Olympics, should you still be
yeah,
able to
yeah, you should be
for
disqualified
the,
for the Paralympics.
For the Paralympics?
But that guy, he went when he competed in the Paralympics. He actually got mad at one of the other guys because he said, he's like, oh, I can't. He's cheating because his blades are too long. Like, he had longer blades. And then now it's like, now it's going to become like a bionic battle. Like, I totally, I can't wait.
This is the beginning. This is the beginning of.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
like,
it.
Like, all of a
sudden. Oh, fuck, I just thought of another movie. Oh, I'm so sorry. Go ahead, continue.
I may know what it is.
No, go ahead, continue. Continue.
Your advertisement. Sorry, yeah. That was my.
No. Do your advertisement for the Paralympics.
Paralympics. Watch it.
Watch it. Watch it. Or be an asshole.
Or no.
You're a jerk. Watch it or you're an asshole.
You're a jerk.
You're an asshole if you don't. That would be the best fucking advertising for them to watch a Paralympics.
Show support for the Paralympics or you're a fucking asshole.
Or you're an asshole.
Yeah.
That's Paralympics. And we don't go to hell.
And it's just like there's just some guy like staring at you through the television.
Cerebral palsy.
Like, with cerebral palsy. Like, I don't want to do the voice. Yeah, dude.
You got an ass on.
Wait,
something wrong with my couch?
I apologize to all the slower members of our society.
You just made Rocky into an English British dude. You're like, is there something wrong with my couch?
I tried to be retarded.
You did British.
I did
close
a British.
Enough. I think
British.
It's close enough.
Fjord, I'm so sorry, Fjord.
Oh, man. What was I talking about? at the New World Symphony on the beach, they have this big building where they do a wall cast.
Uh-huh.
It's going to come back around. They show movies on Wednesday nights. So you just bring like a beach chair or whatever and you just go and you watch, you know, a fucking movie. And one of the movies I went to go see was Rocky. And during that scene, the whole time, you could feel everybody just looking around like, I don't remember this part of the movie. Like, I don't remember how aggressive this is. Like, everyone was just looking. And I turn around. And my friend who was there, I was like, this is like rapey, no? And he's like, yeah, it's like really rapey. And everybody was just really uncomfortable. And then it cut to another scene and everyone was like, oh, thank God. Okay. All right.
He fucked it though, right? He did fuck her. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Did,
I mean, it happened. But
it happened.
It was like that whole awkward moment where like there's parts of it you don't remember. And I was just like, what? What is going on?
I wish there was a word for awkward in Spanish. Like a real one. I like saying aguardo. Like, that guy was muy aguado.
That's not a real word.
I wish it was, though.
What is it? There's no...
There's no word probably for it, but I mean, I really like aguardo. It also sounds like a name.
Yeah, it sounds like I'm going to name my kid
aguardo. Aguardo. And
he's from Chile.
Arestide and aguardo hanging out.
All right, so...
Did you write Tanya?
No, I'm trying to find the name of it because I can't even know.
I know it. I think I know what it is. If I throw a name out there... I'll blow your brain out.
This is of dick.
The peepee.
All right, so, I got news. So, I don't know if you've, are you up on the Mike is an Asshole to Women story?
I have just been hearing snippets of this.
Okay, so in the past couple podcasts, we've established that he's thrown out every excuse in the book. That he threw out every, it's not you, it's me, I'm not ready for a relationship. What's the sound of that click? Can you stop the fucking clicking, you janitor?
I'm sorry.
With 17,000 keys?
He's holy getting
shit.
Nervous.
I have a lot of locks that need opening. It's just my...
Estás poniendo muy nervioso.
There it is. That's what it is. Alright, so...
get ready.
I'm so happy with this.
Nary's driving a bus.
No.
Wait, so then
guess who's the, guess who's he's aiming at? Yeah.
All right.
That was a very secretive conversation.
I wanted to make a secret. All right. I was just asking Mike if he wanted to play dominoes after this because somebody's asking me.
Yeah. Okay.
And I'm his ride.
All right. So this is what happens. So the last couple of weeks, he gave this girl, you know, we've been talking about how it wasn't working out for him.
Yeah.
So he borrowed her car after they broke up.
That was the, I picked him up in the car.
Oh, right today?
No.
Still.
Shit.
I didn't even realize that. Nice.
Do you have something to say to her if she's listening? Do you like her car?
I truly enjoyed your vehicle. The seatbelt works very well.
All right, so we've talked about how much of an asshole Mike is. The worst guy ever. Hitler, Stalin, Castro, Mike Mercadal, right there.
Wow, and we say his whole name. The other ones, we said they're only their last name.
Yeah.
Eventually, I'll just be Mercadal.
Yeah, eventually, just be like, oh, he's so Mercadal.
It's gonna be an adjective, yeah.
What am I, Mercadal? Holy shit.
Oh. Man, you Mercadal'd the hell out of that, dude.
Yeah. Nobody says you Hitler'd the fuck out of that.
Nobody says that.
I'm gonna start.
No one calls somebody a Hitler.
Yeah, you'd be like, what am I, Hitler?
All right. Okay, yes. Continue. What God, what so news horrible. Did you get? You're leaving me hanging. All
right. So we talked about this. And in talking about the situation, it was brought up in last week's podcast that she defriended me on Facebook.
Oh, wait, yeah. Wait, wait. Did she defriend Mike or defriended you?
No, she defriended me.
Oh, wow. So you lost too because
so
of
So I lost too.
Okay.
And we talked about how – we talked about last week's podcast how I was very distraught by that because, A, and this is a true story. It is true. When Mike first told me, hey, I broke up with her, I called him an idiot. I said, you're an idiot. You're
he took my
this.
Side.
You're going to regret
I mean,
this.
he took her side.
I took her side. I go, you're going to regret this decision. I understand why you're doing this. He explained, and I go, I understand why you're doing this. That's fine. You got to do what you got to do. But at the end of the day, I think you're going to end up regretting this decision. Those were my words to him. That was that. And then not only did it bother me because of that, but as far as her kicking me off of Facebook, but it also bothered me because she was my hookup to the shooting range. So
Mike.
Ruining
everything.
That's what I told him last week. I go, did you even think about how this was going to affect me?
That's what I do.
You didn't even think about this.
Yeah, no. You're so selfish.
So I thought about how she...
I thought only of myself.
I thought... then I thought I was messed up. She kept my wife as a friend on Facebook and stuff like that. And I was like, very like, what the fuck did I do? I never did anything wrong to her. Like, we met, we hung out a couple times. We laughed and shit like that. I never... You know what I mean? I like the chick.
She got you cupcakes?
She got you cupcakes. I just stole them from you.
Yeah,
you
did. You stole her.
I don't give a shit. I have no problem about that. I fart in front of people and peel their fucking, make them cry.
So
I got an email from Sunshine.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I got an email from Sunshine.
The girl's name is Sunshine?
No, that's her code name we've given her because we want to protect. We want to protect the innocent and... She suffered enough.
Yeah.
At the hands of the merc.
She got Mercadol.
She got Mercadol the fuck out. So the email. Let me show you the email. Hold on.
Mike is very uncomfortable.
Why are you so uncomfortable?
I don't know what that's going to say.
She said, so she goes, hey, it's Sunshine. See, that's the only thing I don't like about her nickname is that she uses her nickname. It's like, hey.
Yeah, she does.
No, true. We call you Sunshine. You don't call yourself Sunshine. That's just awkward. That's like speaking in third person. You go, you know what I mean? All right. So she goes, hey, it's Sunshine. First, start by saying very happy belated birthday. I hope it was wonderful.
All right.
Blah, 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 blah.
Again, the sweetest girl.
I would have known the exact date of your birthday, but Facebook notification. But unfortunately, we never became friends on there.
So,
see, you are very nervous. Mike is very nervous because he thought that there was a huge like bomb about to hit, and it is about me, how I fucked up, because it turns out, in this email, she's telling me, it turns out that we were never friends.
She requested you, but you never accepted
it? And she goes on, you're such a butthead. I would have never ever deleted you. I'm not like that. When Mike and I started dating, I subscribed to your page, your comedy page, and in parentheses she puts, and I'm still subscribed. But I hadn't requested you or any of Mike's friends because it still felt too new for me. It's kind of like foreshadowing. And then she puts, you get a foreshadowing because you ended it.
I like this, like a prequel.
Yeah. A fucking prequel.
Oh, man.
And then the friends of his that I did add were requests sent to me, your lovely wife being one of them. Blah, blah. She goes on to say that she really enjoyed meeting me and da, 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 da. That she did like hearing episode 37, knowing that I defended her. LOL. If you would still want to be Facebook friends, I will gladly accept. Here's the bad thing is I don't request anybody on Facebook.
Wow.
Nobody. I don't send anybody friend requests. And I'm like, now I'm stuck between a rock and a hard place because she's a cool chick and she's a cool person. And I fucked up by telling 14 people that listen to this that she deleted me.
13, she's one of them.
Yeah, exactly. So telling 13 other people that she deleted me when she did. So I feel bad for saying that because I'm completely wrong. And she's absolutely right. She subscribed to my comedy page, not my Facebook. So, but at the same time, I don't send friend requests. So I don't know what to do now. And at the same time, aside from all that, a good friend of mine broke her heart, so I don't know if I should be requesting her on Facebook. That makes it awkward.
Nope.
That
you want to know what's even more awkward? When she'll comment on like my stepmom's picture or something.
Why is that awkward?
Because it's like
that's your stepmom. That's like fake mom and your fake girlfriend talking. That's it. That's nothing to do with nothing. Like, that's bullshit.
No,
like,
fake yeah, mom.
You don't want to hear
fake girlfriend talking.
Talking. Like, why does that even bother you? Like,
what that's, is that's, Mike living in this fantasy land.
Yeah. Like, oh my God, you know what's so awkward? My imaginary friend talks to my neighbor. That's so shitty. Well, yeah, it would be shitty, though, if your imaginary friend talks to your neighbor. Like, you're so fucking boring as a person that even your imaginary friend's like, yeah, I'm going to go fucking talk to your neighbor. Fuck you, you boring ass kid.
Mercadol is getting Mercadol.
I'm totally getting Mercadol right now. I'm getting Munson'd out here.
So the, then she did put.
Oh, there's more. There's more to this. It's yeah, great.
Yo.
I don't know. I'm not going to say that part. Even I have a fucking heart. She had, wow. She talked about some other thing that you. Anyways.
She gonna listen to
and it. Then she put anyways, talk to you later, whatever, blah, blah, blah. She said love, and then she put her name, and then she put aka short version of her name, aka Sunshine, aka hashtag always a WooBro fan. By the way, when is your CD released? Yeah, she's a really good chick. Fucking let that one go.
It hurts.
Not
a
only
lot.
Did you let that one go, you pushed that one out. It wasn't even like I could fight for you, but I chose not to. It was one of those things where I was like, get the fuck out. Like, get just, anyways.
But let me borrow your car first.
Because my car is a piece of shit. You make more money than I do. You're more successful than I am. Your career is better along than I am. So if you could just lend me your car, just while I go pick up my friend from out of town and drive him around for a little bit.
Really a single that. Tear just fell from my fucking doll's eye.
You know what is, you know what else is great? Everyone.
But again, the reason I brought it up this email is to say that I was wrong. Honestly, I'm not bullshitting you. I was wrong. She did not delete me from Facebook, and I would like to send out an apology. Weird. I would like to send out an apology and I say one of those corrections thing when we go, hey, on the previous podcast we talked about, and I was wrong in that. And so I'm man enough to say that I was wrong. Just like I was wrong in saying that the guy from what's his name needed Viagra, the guy from
Nikki Sixx.
Yeah, I said Nikki Sixx needed Viagra, when in reality it was
Vince Neil.
Vince Neil. So I apologize for that. All right. So that's another correction. So you were saying what sucks about that?
You know, like what's great is that as I'm going through this and this weird like kind of identity thing and trying to figure myself out, you know, when everyone says that, hey, Mike, this is the biggest mistake of your life, you know, that girl was really great. And I'm like, yeah, but I wasn't ready for that. Yeah, no, but you're wrong. Everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody.
So.
But what do we know?
No, you don't know.
You know, sometimes.
From the outside.
Sometimes, Mike. This is an example I used to give to people. I honestly, God, I've given this example maybe 5 different times.
Hit me, Yoda. Right?
And sometimes, you know, when you're in the water and the lifeguard sees a shark coming, but you don't see the shark going because you're in the water. So you don't see it coming because you're too close to the situation.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes you need to take advice from the lifeguard and be like, hey, something's about to fucking happen.
But in your scenario, I have to leave and run away from the thing. You're saying Sunshine's a shark. You're saying Sunshine's a shark.
In my scenario, I'm saying that maybe the person who's further away from the situation could see better than you can.
Yeah.
Close to the situation.
That I'm about to get eaten.
That
by a
you know what? If you don't
relationship
want
relationship that
you
I don't
I'm
want.
To get, I'm trying to be real with you. Don't fucking make up with me. Don't fucking make it up now.
You know what? Maybe I'm not ready for this podcasting relationship that we have. Maybe I'm not ready.
You did do that shit too. You're like, I want to do a different format, and you want to record 1 week in the can, and then you're like, you know what? Fuck that. You're the one that changed it.
I know.
I want to give a piece of advice, and that's like, you know, like Dr. Phil says, man, it's like, you can't tie your shoes until you have laces. That guy makes no fucking sense. I hate that guy.
Oh, it does make sense. I mean, you can't tie your shoes until you have laces.
It doesn't apply.
It doesn't apply to anything. What does that have to do with anything?
You can't tie your shoes unless you put your socks on first.
Continuing the email, she said, P.S., I know old school picks have to be old school, quote unquote, and not rerun on TV or cable, but since I don't even have basic cable, I wouldn't know. I don't know how old school has to be to qualify. Blah, blah, blah. Apparently, she gives a lot of disclaimers, just like Mike. And then she gives a fucking list.
Wow.
So we are going to be picking people, unless another listener emails us, we're going to be picking from Sunshine's list.
Do you want to have her on the show?
Fucking time.
Is that what you're telling me, that you want her to become on the show?
I don't want to be. I'm telling you, it's not that I'm saying that. First of all, I don't deny anybody. You know that. I've said that on the air. If you know where I live, If I've invited you to my house before, you are more than welcome to stop by on the podcast. By all means. So I'm not saying I don't want her on the show. I'm just saying her list is so... First of all, she has some very good hits. A couple of them I've already picked. Her last pick, she put The Abyss. Clearly, she didn't listen to that episode because I picked The Abyss.
It's a great movie.
Phenomenal movie.
It's like, no. I'm good at picking old movies that are great.
Phenomenal. I have seen a movie before, okay? Yes.
You're not telling me anything new. So she has a lot of good ones on here, but...
But we'll never
Why don't we give her one this week? Why don't we give her
We're going to give her one every week.
Until so you remember.
Until somebody else emails me another. I told you last week
we had run out of
listeners usually email us with listener picks, but they're done. No listener has
a movie from Sunshine a week until Mike gets back with her.
Right. This is like the one letter a week thing that fucking that Tim Robbins did in Shawshank. He's like, I'm going to write one letter a week until they give us books. One letter a week. And then they give him a little bit of books and be like, I'm going to write two letters a week now. And this is what's going to happen. One old school pick a week until Mike realizes.
I have no idea what's going on.
Sunshine, I don't know you, but I feel for you.
This is all great.
I love this.
This is fantastic.
This is the best day of my life.
Why don't you tell a story about one of your ex-girlfriends that you caught her looking at my Facebook page one time?
Oh, that's my favorite.
Before we get to that.
Yeah.
We're going to go ahead and pick.
Come on and tell a story. Come on. What are we ready for? Tiny donkey.
Tiny donkey. What the fuck? She picked here High Fidelity.
Oh, man. That's a good pick.
Yeah.
Wow. I forgot about that movie entirely.
Yeah. Great movie.
Man.
Top five reasons why Mike should get back together.
That was one.
High Fidelity. She picked High Fidelity, and any chick who's willing to put High Fidelity in the list.
Also, any woman that would give you her car is impressive.
Yeah, what makes a woman say that? Like, do you fuck up your car? Yeah, take mine. You just fucked up your car.
You obviously can't drive. You should drive my car instead.
I don't even know if I should say things anymore.
Again, that whole point of the email was to say I was wrong. I don't even know how you're taking it. Like, oh my god, I feel like an asshole. Like, I never.
It's just the constant.
You keep saying shit that keeps incriminating you even more.
Yeah.
Such as everybody tells me I'm doing a mistake. Well, I never said to tell that. Like, you're fucking putting that out in the air.
No,
you know this goes out in the microphone.
Yeah.
Connects to something that you then connects to speakers and people hear this shit.
13 people. And the one who
that's 26 ears. Or 25. We had that one dude that's a little creepy. And
don't make fun of Fjord so much. You've nailed Fjord. So
all right, Mike, or as we call you, Sleepless in Seattle. What are your problems?
Another one of her list.
Another one on her list. I'm gonna marry this chick. What are you doing?
Oh man,
she's way tall.
All right. She's let's leave tall. Mikey alone.
Okay, so
you
got an ex-girlfriend?
Oh, I had an ex-girlfriend, and she was a
wop. If you give me the story in that same sentence that Mike just gave us, I had an ex-girlfriend. She was looking at Mike's Facebook page.
She was looking at Mike's Facebook. I caught her one time looking at Mike's Facebook page.
What do you mean by caught her?
She was
like, ah!
I walked into the room, and she was just clicking through Mike's Facebook pictures, and I was like, hey, what is this? And then she goes, oh, and she closes it.
Oh, fuck.
And then I was just like, oh, so what's that? What's going on? And she's like, nothing. I mean, whatever. And I'm like, why are you Facebook stalking Mike Mercadal? And she was like, she goes, nothing. You know, he's a good looking guy. That was all. And I'm like, oh,
really?
I love this party. This party's the best.
Fuck, for real?
That girl was the worst. That's the worst girl I ever dated.
Yeah,
because she's the worst improvisational person on earth. For you, that would be a fucking top. Like, like really, bitch? You can't even play at all? You can't even. Like, I think I know him. Like, oh my god, I think I went to school with him.
Oh.
It's impossible. He went to school in Miami. You live in Chicago.
I'll tell you.
Oh, that he looks just like somebody I know. Like, she can't even play it off. She had to close the fucking laptop.
No. We've told plenty of embarrassing stories about me. My favorite. I can edit this out if you don't want it on it.
I don't give a fuck.
We were It was getting close to the end.
I give a fuck.
We did not like.
Remember, that's how you got aged. Tell a story.
Ladies.
So we were all at, like, after shows, we would always hang out. It was some of my favorite times. We would all just hang out eating shit. And then we went to Chili's after a show, and she was there, and everybody. And
who's she?
The ex-girlfriend.
Okay.
The one that was staring at me.
Facebook.
Yeah. And
she was staring
we
at
will
she was
call her
at Facebook.
Macy's.
Macy's. And
you know what I did one time? I was like, we'll call him, I don't know, Harold. Because that's his name.
No. My favorite.
We'll call her Macy. Because that's her name.
The only thing I've ever had to bleep in this entire in the podcast ever that we've never really bleeped anything was when you were telling us, Neri was telling a story, and he says a name, and then literally right after he says the name, he's like, "So this person," and then he goes,
"Oh fuck,
oh fuck."
It was literally, I was telling a story about how old school, like you met like guys, like how we met people on AOL and shit like that.
Yeah,
and this dude wasn't supposed to be meeting people on AOL.
Yeah.
So I was like, blah blah blah. Fuck. I was like, that's the one time we.
That's
bleeped.
The only
yeah.
thing. And everything
that was to
else
protect.
Fine.
That was to protect the marriage.
Yeah.
That was.
We don't want to destroy anything. Yeah.
And well, this is already over, so I'll tell this story. So we're sitting there, and we were all kind of not really like down with this girl. We were like, oh, she's kind of bad for Jeff.
She was not winning.
She was not good. And then so you could see Jeff like finally talking, yeah, you know, whatever. And then she gets up to go to the bathroom, and the second she turns around, the second she leaves, like is out of earshot, he turns around and is like, I have to break up with this girl to everyone at the table. And everyone was like, yeah. We were all like, yeah, you can do it. You can do it. The opposite of my situation was his situation.
The exact opposite.
I think though I killed it because literally I did it that night.
Yeah,
I literally was like, I need to break up with this girl. And everybody's like, yeah, do it. And then by the next morning, everybody's like, wow.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
you weren't fucking around.
Yeah, he was serious.
That's a very weird situation. Like, if anybody goes, I need to break up with this girl. Like, if one of my friends would say that, I'd be like, man, if you want, I mean, that's up to you.
Yeah.
Because you never want to be like, yeah, bro, I hate this bitch. And be like, really? Because I was kind of thinking we should work it out. And like, whatever, like, let's say you would have worked it out with her. I'm not saying you would have. I'm saying, what if you would have worked it out with her? And then it would have been that awkward, like,
right.
You told me I should break up with her. Now I know how you really feel about her. Like,
yeah, like when someone, like when, like you have a, I have a friend that would put this girl that goes through the makeup breakup phase. Like it's happened a million times. So now I'm just like, oh, okay. But at the beginning, he's like, oh, I broke up with this girl. And he would say all these horrible things. And I'd be like, yeah, fuck that bitch. Then they get back together, and then I was like, ah.
Da-da-da, da-da-da.
What I meant was like, yo, fuck that biatch, like
no.
A hip-hop term.
No, like,
I'm
just saying I'm sexually attracted to your now girlfriend. Who was you? I want to fuck that bitch. Not
it was horrible.
She's, you have an attractive, you're a lucky man. And then they break up again, and I'm like, yeah, fuck that bitch. She's probably cheating on you. And he's like, she was cheating on me. I'm like, yeah, what a whore. And then they get back together, and it's like, oh.
After that, she tried to hook up with another one of my friends. She tried to hook up with it was a good friend of mine. This guy like built computers for all of my family that were like from the ground up. He hangs out with us all the time. And she started kind of like hitting on him, and he was like considering it. And then like, you know, I saw them hanging out one day, and I was like, oh, okay. So I saw this guy the next time. I was like, oh, you hang out with this chick now? And he's like, yeah, yeah, but it's nothing. It's nothing. I'm like, bro, I don't care. Like, I really am fine with it. I don't care.
Yeah.
Like, I really was like
somebody
I am
else
fine. Yeah, do what you want, bro. Somebody do something with that.
It's a very awkward
situation. Yeah, but it was fine. I really was fine. And then he came up to me like a week later. He's like, nah, bro, I'm done with that bitch. That was really stupid. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
And then
to me, that just doesn't say, hey, I fucked up. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
As a friend, that means, hey, I tried it and she's just crazy.
Yeah, it's
no,
that's
tried.
Not like I made a mistake.
But I think
that's I made the mistake. And
speaking of mistakes, I get last week in my friends and I, we email each other every day. So we send like there's like a group of seven of us, and we on a daily thread. So we get like 200 emails a day type of shit. And on Friday last week, I just got a new phone. Right. So on Friday last week, he sends one of the guys, and he's single. He sends a link, a back page link to an escort. Completely joking around and fucking around, right? Because the thing is that he's newly single, and he's like, bro, I'm getting desperate. I'm thinking about going to this shit. Completely fucking around and joking around.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, right.
Sends a link. I click on the link, right? As we all fucking do, right?
Yeah,
all
yeah,
of
yeah.
us click on the link. I look at the thing, and I'm like, and she has huge triple Ds, and I'm like, I even make the joke about my phone that I left Apple to get a bigger screen. And now I got this one. Yeah. It's too big. So I'm like, yeah, that's too big a screen. I can't handle that big a screen. So I made the joke. Ah, whatever. Ha ha. Laugh it off. That was last Friday. It is now Monday. Every single time I open up a new web browser, the her fucking ad comes up. And I'm like, can you please fucking stop this? This is not fucking... Like, the first time, I was like, oh, that's weird. I thought I closed this page. I'm sorry. Then I deleted
it. It's like your new whole page?
Whatever. And then yesterday, we were at my wife's parents' house. And, and her cousin, my wife's cousin is next to me. And I open up a web browser. And I go, oh, fuck. And I delete that real quick. And her cousin goes, oh, is it porn? I'm like, I fucking wish it was porn. And I end up telling her the story. I'm like, no, here's what happened. He sends an escort. Every time I don't know what it is. I'm like, I don't know what it is.
Please help me.
And then I'm like, this is so awful. It's a brand new phone, so I'm still trying to get used to it. I'm like, I don't know. And I'm like on the verge of calling Samsung. I'm like, hey, so this is an escort ad that keeps popping up. Yeah, I clicked on it, but it was a joke. I didn't click on it for real. I clicked like.
It's a gag.
Yeah, it's a gag. How do you say that shit? And then, so I told my wife's cousin, and my wife started laughing, and she's like, oh, does your wife know? And I'm like, no, I haven't. And I was like, no. Like, the initial reaction, I was like, no. And then,
no.
And then I thought, I should probably tell her, because this is, one, it really isn't my fault. And two, like, I don't, God forbid, she opens up a fucking web browser, and then she sees it, then more questions. So I told her, and she just started laughing, whatever. But I just opened it up right now, literally opened up to look up that movie that I had thought of,
right.
You know, 10 minutes ago. And I'm like, web browser.
And she's on her way here.
And I'm like, triple D, holy shit. Is this a fucking sign? Jesus. Yeah, that's awkward. How do you say awkward in Spanish?
Aguardo. We all win.
Aristides. That's the name of this week's episode.
Aguardo. We definitely have hit some points on Aguardo.
That's what's up.
Oh, my goodness.
All right.
We had a couple of friends of mine listen to last week's podcast, and they were like, hey, Mike could go on for a while about movies.
Yeah.
About music. And I go, yeah. And he was like, yeah, he started naming some bands that I've never heard of. And I was like, all right, we get it. Let's get out to the old school picks.
Yeah, I know.
So that's – wait till you listen to Frank's episode.
I know. Well, that's one of my passions.
My passions.
I like Christ. I like the music that Christ made. And you haven't heard his song?
Thy Word.
Is he doing the gay? You doing the Southern gay gentleman?
Oh no!
Apologize to the homosexuals once again.
I apologize to the Southern Baptist contention. I apologize.
You have a gay character, Jeff? Do you have a gay character?
I have a girl that I use a lot.
So it's a girl. It's not a gay dude.
It's not a gay dude, but then like
coming out of him, it's just me.
Like, yeah. I mean, I'm a big fat, you know.
Yeah, but you could still, it's a girl, it's a girl on
yeah.
stage.
Yeah,
you
know, yeah.
You establish that it's a girl.
But if he does the voice in his daily life, it's like,
yeah. If I get, it's like, oh my God, what are you doing? You want to come over to my house? That would be great. Yeah.
The Valley Chick?
Yeah.
All right.
That's what I think of that bitch. Women, stop
Macy.
Being stupid.
Macy, you know who the fuck you are.
Macy, you know who you are.
You know who you are, you
dumb,
fucking
stupid.
Cheating.
What's wrong with you looking at pictures?
let it out, man. Let it out, Jeff. Let it ride.
I really
man.
Don't. This is so gone.
Did you, when you walked in on her and you saw her looking at Mike's pictures after you had that conversation, did you go, she really wants to fuck Mike? Like, that's.
I thought so. I don't know. You think, like, if somebody's really looking at somebody's pictures like that, like, I think about, why do I look at someone's pictures like that?
Yeah, but you see, here's the thing. I look at people's pictures, but I would never, like, shun, like, oh, close out windows type of shit. I'll be like, oh, she's good looking. I mean, oh, she's a pretty chick. I don't
know. And I would have been okay with that. Yeah. But when you're hiding it, then I'm like, oh.
Yeah, the rule is if you're trying to hide something, that means that you think it's wrong.
You think it's wrong because you are thinking of acting.
Thinking of improvisational acting.
You are stupid, and I hate you. But yeah. No, I'm done with that. I don't know. All my ex-girlfriends mentioned me on good terms with. I'm doing a pretty good job.
Not Mike.
Mike, you know what? This is the only ex that I.
Yeah, some pretty fucking crazy exes, though.
Do I ever cross your mind anytime? I miss you. You're home.
Don't tell me about the fucking song.
How would I not have that song? How would I not have that song? Maybe I don't. Anytime? I had that song. There's no way I didn't have that song. I'm sorry, continue.
No, this is gonna.
No, but you had every ex. But you, you haven't. You don't get along with the chick that left you that you were about to propose to that got married. And
no,
has a kid now.
No.
So do you get along with any of your exes? I get along with one.
Not
of my
really.
Exes. I don't have many though. It's not like I had long term relationships. There were years, but there weren't many of them. Obviously, because
not really. Oh shit! He's got a. Oh no!
This is the best day of my life.
I hate you so much right now. I invited
you. You don't have to put it to the mic. Mike will loop it afterwards. We'll put it
nice.
In post-production.
I like it better when I do it, though.
You can put the music on, but to the microphone, he'll add it on later.
Oh, Mike, this is great. Yeah. Mike's doing great.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to stop this because I just think it's too heartbreaking for Mike.
Somewhere out there, one of the 14 listeners is crying in the bathroom.
Talks too much came up again. She keeps popping up at the worst possible time.
I wish I knew someone named Talks Too Much.
Yeah, this is another girl I was talking to. I'm trying to think. Any girl that I've dated, like I have emotions for, is now married. And,
maybe you're like Dane Cook in that horrible movie.
Yeah.
Anybody who has sex with you, they go on to...
I wish it was that great. It's not. I have to fall in love with them, and then they break my heart. And then that's when they meet the
Did you
guy.
Fall in love with the chick that you banged her mom?
No.
Oh. Is she married?
I don't know.
I just wanted to put it out there that you banged a chick and her mom.
Yeah, that's true.
It's like you fucked her, and then you go, man, I wonder where you came from. Let me fuck that.
I want to play.
I want to see the vagina that introduced you to this earth.
Is the one that you came from tighter? We'll find out.
I had so much fun with the toy, I wanted to play the box it came in.
Oh, man.
That's creepy. The way you said it just sounded creepy.
Yeah, it is. It's terrible. I'm a horrible person. I'm a dirtbag, man. I'm the worst.
The worst guy.
I am terrible.
That is the worst.
My dick hang low.
She doesn't like fat. Mike doesn't like fat chicks. We've established that earlier.
No. Hey, to be fair.
Nobody does. To be fair. Nobody does.
Ain't nobody want to wake up to no Shamu, bitch.
To be fair, she was very big. But what I'm getting at is that I'm getting a taste.
She had a blog called Fat Bitches Love
and Sex or something.
Fat Bitches Love Cock or some shit like
that. Wow.
Yeah.
In her blog, she talked about herself. Like, the name of her blog is about how fat she is and sex.
Wow.
Like that, and then Mike got surprised that she was fat. Like, really? really?
I wouldn't say surprised.
Yes, you were startled.
I was
you
startled.
Were scared for your life.
She walked up and I'm like, oh my God, it's Hagrid. I was very concerned about the how big
when she turned the corner and heard somebody go, "Unleash the Kraken."
Yeah, like,
holy terrible. Fuck.
Oh, did that song come on from Friday's? Like, beep booty holes, bop booty.
No, that did not happen. But I'm getting
in his mind, it did.
Yeah, in my mind, it was like the Godzilla music. Dun, 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 dun. And then the orchestra kicks in and she starts going, breathing lasers out of her mouth. Yeah, it turns into a feral monster.
Get the fuck up. Get the fuck up.
I'm getting a taste of my own medicine because I went out with the girl and I thought she was cool. I wanted to go out with her again. And she
the nerd chick?
No.
Oh,
another girl.
That one hurt you too. That was before Sunshine.
Yeah. She was before Sunshine. She threw me.
I saw a picture of her recently.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Holy shit.
I told you.
Wow. Because in her avatar, she just has a cartoon.
Yeah, yeah.
Bitch knew about science.
Yeah, about science. Yo. But I'm getting.
She cross pollinates fucking fake fantasy worlds.
Yes.
Shut up. You saw the picture.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Man.
Yes.
I got to read that book.
Yeah, and but yeah,
if
so
you were
getting
only a real nerd, man.
If I was only a real nerd,
science.
I get a taste of my own medicine. So this girl didn't. She's I was like, hey, let's see. She has completely ignored me. Felt sad about it. You know what I mean? Like, I brought this on myself.
Taste your own medicine would be for her to lead you on for a couple months and then tell you, hey, I'm not ready for this. It's not you. It's me.
Yeah, that would be more accurate.
I just want to see Mike has no reaction whatsoever. Mike
I can't.
That's,
look, man, I'm not
that sounds about right.
Yeah, I'm not the kind of guy to think that I'm not wrong. Like I'm doing the right, what in my mind what I think is the right thing.
I'm the kind of guy that not hurt bitches.
Yeah. I'm eventually going to have to stop turning to you motherfuckers and go to real therapy, like, because this is not productive.
That's
not
us,
helping
us
heal.
Making fun of you. This is, this is terrible. On the internet, hey, man, is not productive to you.
My nickname was Band-Aid in high school. I help all the kids. Look at that. And all those bitches that you broke, they need Band-Aids.
you're the scoop and swoop, you know. You come in as soon as I'm done.
I don't want to pick up your shit. What's wrong with you?
No.
This guy ridiculous.
Yeah.
It did. I don't know where this went.
It's got nasty.
So nasty.
I'm sorry, Fjord.
Fjord's let down by this entire episode.
I'm going to try and find somebody named Fjord.
I'm sure you can find somebody named Somebody who listens to this, doubt it. But you can find somebody named Fjord. I'm
come on,
sure
man.
That's not
this
an
is
impossible
podcast.
Name.
We say your name like 10 times.
Listen to it, man. Come on. It's one episode. Come on. One episode.
Just one episode.
Don't be a dick. Don't be a dick.
One episode at a time.
You're a free CD, bro. You're a free CD.
You're a free CD, Fjord. But I live in Sweden. Oh, and you don't count. We want New Zealand.
Oh, sweet. If it was. Well, Sweden is the land of the great Ivan Drago.
Ah!
Well, not Ivan Drago, but the actor.
Dolph Lundgren. Dolph Lundgren.
Which, they're doing a Universal Soldier movie again.
They've done that 4 times already.
No,
five
but...
5 times.
They did the
reboot?
They
did it 3 times with Van Damme. They did it 3 times with Van Damme. Let's let that go already.
Yeah, yeah.
I love Van Damme. We all know how much I love Van Damme.
JCVD, man. We got to all see that movie.
Yeah.
Did you see that movie?
It's amazing. Right. Great movie.
Told you.
You know what I heard talking about? I was listening to another podcast, and Anna Kendrick, the girl from Scott Pilgrim and all that stuff, she was like, 3 movies that I feel like they filled me with joy. Like, I felt like great watching them. And then she's like, 1, JCVD. And then I was like, what the fuck?
Tell you, man.
It's great. Yeah, it was great. It took me forever to see it. He's the one that told me about it.
Oh, man. That was a under-the-radar hit. It was great.
Yeah.
Phenomenal.
It did hashtag really nail it.
Phenomenal.
Hashtag Sunshine Watch It to Feel Better.
She should. It's a great movie.
What's that smell? Is that awkward? What is that?
Acuardo!
By Menon.
I like it because she doesn't know who the fuck I am.
That's, yeah. No.
Oh, my God.
I'm really nailing this, guys.
Yeah, if you could...
I'm at that point now where I'm just almost like immediately defensive. Like the next person that says something, I'm like, yeah, well, your parents weren't married and you're fat or whatever. Like, I just want to just lash out.
My parents were married. Still married to this day.
Not you. I'm just saying it.
I don't have a fake mom.
I don't have... I have a stepmom and I have a mom. And she, actually, you know what? She fucking commented on my brother's wife's thing or something like that.
So she commented on your fake sister's thing.
Fucking asshole.
There's nothing. There's like you're getting like you're fucking very picky about.
It's my family.
No, first of all, you're your fake family. All right, let's be real.
It's my brother's and his wife.
And who requested who? Thank you.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
So what do you want her to fucking do? Not comment on shit? Like completely ignore her friends on Facebook? She's not a comedian like us that we have 1,000 people on our Facebook that we don't actually physically know.
Yeah.
She knows the people that have friended her. She went to her wedding.
That's fucking true.
How did she go to her wedding, Mike?
I invited her.
Yeah. So she's not wrong for fucking commenting on somebody on her Facebook who she went to her wedding. She's not fucking wrong. You're the wrong one.
I know.
You're the wrong one for
getting
up. You're the wrong one.
I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I'm just saying it feels weird.
No, you're the wrong one for making it feel awkward. Like it's not. That's not your fault. If you would still talk to her and you would still be friends with her, you wouldn't feel as awkward about it.
So in summary, JCVD is a really good movie. I like it a lot.
Thank you, man.
Did you watch the dub version or did you watch the subtitles?
I watched the dub version.
So did I.
No, I watched it with subtitles.
Probably better.
It's better in subtitles.
I'm sure it is. I'm just not reading shit. Yeah. I'm gonna read a Van Damme movie. Get the fuck out of here.
Buy a book that I gotta watch.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Exactly. Exactly.
So we're gonna
round this out.
Any way to bring this back to a high note for me or not?
Yeah, man.
Well, we're doing a show.
Oh, yeah.
We're doing a show together this week. So are you going to be in town much
longer? I'm going to be gone tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow.
But I wish you well.
Yeah, we're going to be doing a show that he made sure to let somebody know that they're not invited. And
I didn't.
Yeah, he did. He told us you couldn't go.
Did I?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
An asshole.
Man,
so we're
going to
go ahead and end it on
JCVD.
That. We're going to go ahead and end it on that high note. I don't even know if you did. I'm fucking around. I'm just being completely facetious and trying to end it on a fucking make fun of you note. That reminds me of a very good cheesy, very cheesy. I'm about to say a very cheesy jokey joke that somebody came up to me and told me.
Uh-huh.
And as a comedian, okay. Normally, we are supposed to automatically hate any jokes.
Yeah, yeah.
It's automatic.
Like, we're all just like, ah.
Yeah, it's fucking stupid. But this one made me laugh so much, and it's completely stupid and cheesy.
All right.
Hey. But we're going to end it on this high note. What are Mario and Luigi's overalls made out of?
I don't know.
Denim. Denim.
Oh, man. Well... I think Miami comedy is getting up.
What else can you get that comedy other than Woo Bro
yep.
episodes?
This
huh?
is ending on a high note, I think.
Annie, so
denim.
Make sure you guys check out the website and check out Jeff. What's your Twitter?
Facebook.com. / Jeff Quintana or Twitter Quintana Jeff.
Quintana Jeff. Did that Jeff Quintana was already taken?
By him.
It was taken by me and then I lost access to the account like an asshole.
Wow. Estrai.
Estrai.
Y lanza. Estrai.
Acuerdo.
Make sure you check out What's Up Bro. Subscribe. Oh, if you have the new, if you're on iPhone and you have the new operating system, you could now subscribe from your phone.
Yes, that's right.
So check that out. Subscribe, retweet, tell your friends. So there's no excuses now. You don't have to actually get to a real computer. So make sure you guys check that out. Leave a comment because that's how winning is done.